There are always gulls in the bay. For the first 3 months, the gulls are dependent on their parents. They cry out across the water for food, eagerly awaiting their mother's return, until they can spread their own wings and take to the sky themselves. A long wait for a gull, I'm sure. Growing up, I awaited my chance to fly along with these small gulls every year, watching their elders dance amongst the thermals I would stand, with my toes to the very edge of the water, eyes closed, arms out, wind rushing into my face, seeing how much of my weight I could give to it before fear pulled me back. The maritime parade was my chance to fly. The opportunity arose for me to ascend to the skies above Cardiff in a hot air balloon, to leap from the balloon and descend in a parachute, arriving back to Cardiff in a cart to the applause of the masses. The performer of this spectacle deserves a stage name, of course, and so, at the suggestion of my older brother Albert, I took to the sky with the name Mademoiselle Albertina, the balloon girl. 100,000 people saw me ascend. 100,000 people saw the wind catch the balloon, threatening to pull it higher than a frail human body can stand. And so, 100,000 people saw me forced to leap prematurely from the basket. I flew. In the air, you feel weightless. You feel the wind rush past your face as you plummet, except it's not really plummeting. It's soaring. It's beautiful. Intentional. Like the gulls that fiercely fire themselves at the ocean, only to pull up at the last moment. The adrenaline, the control, the drive. It's perfect. Except, our aerodynamic pull out of danger cannot be unfolded from our backs in feathered form. Tearing free from our dresses, suits and uniforms to reveal ourselves, dangerous and beautiful. And so we rely on swathes of material, thread and buckles to do what we cannot. Our pull out of danger is a mechanical one. A sharp jolt as the air takes the fabric and lowers us back to the ground. A sharp jolt of a reminder of our own mortality. Our feathery dreams folding back into our dresses before we touch back to Earth. However, my premature leap into flight took me closer to the seagulls than I expected, and the wind pushed me to land in the Severn Estuary, where my mechanical dream maker pulled me to the bottom, for my lungs to squeeze out my last breath, to float as bubbles back into the sky that bore me. 3 days later, I was found and brought back to the city, forever remembered as Mademoiselle Albertina, Balloon Girl. My name is Louisa Maud Evans, and I flew.